Welcome to the Health and Care Perspectives podcast series. Christopher Cunney, who's the Chief of Strategy and Business Development at DSS Inc., recently participated in a panel titled Protect Your Providers from Critical Burnout and Information Overload at the recent Health Impact Live Fall Forum. And he's here today to provide a quick update summary on this panel. And Christopher, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, likewise. And let's go ahead and kick it off. If you don't mind, please give us a high-level overview of what was covered on this panel.
Sure. Well, you know, it was an interesting panel with a group of, you know, very well-known industry leaders. And so it was a pleasure to be a part of that discussion. But the topic of the panel was protect your providers from information overload and critical burnout. And really the theme behind that, the recognition that, you know, our clinicians are overwhelmed and exhausted and really reaching their breaking point, even pre-COVID-19, but, you know, especially now that they're in the midst of this pandemic and having to deal with the, you know, overload and influx of patients that are coming through the four walls of the hospital and through their clinics. And, you know, technology has either contributed to their exasperation with managing this pandemic, or in some cases has actually helped to reduce some of that frustration as well. For example, you know, technology that's been developed to improve treatments and to provide clinical data for surveillance that's helped them to get their arms around the most critical hotspots associated with the pandemic. But then there are these legacy platforms, such as the monolithic EHRs that are out there that in some cases have increased the frustration and cognitive workload on the clinicians. And so the panel discussion was centered around that specific topic and really trying to provide some examples of the good and bad and ugly of how technology has had an impact on this pandemic and on our providers' burnout.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, Christopher, appreciate those insights. Yeah, and it's certainly a timely topic, like you said, with the pandemic. And certainly there's been a lot of coverage out there about this overall burnout issue. And you did touch upon this a little bit, but I'll ask it anyway. Let's dive in a little bit deeper. Tell me about some of the key takeaways, especially when it really comes to, I think, the solutions, you know, how health IT can actually help. I think that's huge right there.
No, Absolutely. I think when you think about things like touchless technologies that have now become a standard within the clinical setting and actually outside of the four walls of the hospital in many cases now too, how that's had a major impact on trying to manage the number of patients that have been impacted by this pandemic. And so you look at things like virtual care and specifically telemedicine, it's being a platform that's had substantially increased adoption within the clinical setting, which has allowed clinicians to treat their patients without them having to come into the four walls of the clinic or the hospital and still provide some level of ambulatory care to those patients. In addition, to be able to monitor those less critical patients who might have contracted COVID but don't require hospitalization, still being able to have the ability to monitor and manage their treatment outside of the four walls of the hospital and allow them to go back into settings where actually they probably will recover a lot faster, which is within their homes and also outside of the clinical environment. In addition to that, using technologies like AI and analytics to digest a massive amount of information that's coming in related to the pandemic and the treatment of patients and being able to leverage that those platforms to then provide meaningful data to clinicians so that they can take the learnings from their colleagues from around the world and use that in their decision-making process has been invaluable. Getting our hands around and starting to flatten the curve around the pandemic. And then from a biotech standpoint, look at the world's ability to create a vaccine or multiple vaccines now to start to stave off and mitigate the risk associated with this virus. It's really accelerated that ability. What used to take 5 to 10 years of development, we were actually now able to do within less than a year. And so you can see some of the positive impacts of how technology has been really beneficial in the treatment of these patients. And many of these technologies like virtual care platforms are now becoming a mainstay in the clinical setting as we start to move beyond COVID-19 and starting to return to some sense of normalcy again. They will now become a part of how organizations continue to deliver care to their patients.
That's great. And you know, earlier on, you mentioned monolithic legacy EHRs. Tell us about Juno EHR and how that can really help with this overall issue.
No, absolutely. You know, I think as you talk about the pluses and the positive impact of technology, you've also seen how some of the legacy platforms that are still permeated in the market have also contributed to this frustration that clinicians have with being able to treat their patients and not allowing them to do what they do best, which is focus on treating the patients versus having to spend an enormous amount of time searching for clinical data in these systems or documenting clinical data in these systems. And so our organization, DSS Incorporated, under the brand of Juno EHR, really embarked upon a mission to really shift the paradigm on how EHRs are now designed. So we think of it as kind of the EHR 2.0, which is the traditional EHRs were originally designed to primarily capture the information that was necessary to create a bill and manage the financial aspects of the delivery of care. Over time, they started to evolve into tools that were now being leveraged by the clinician to help treat the patient. But at its core, they're still designed primarily for the aspect of capturing information that would be used to again, create a bill. What we've tried to do at DSS and specifically with the Juno EHR is really turn that on its head. We went out and hired a number of clinicians, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, lab techs, et cetera, to sit down and really think about reimagining how an EHR should function. Now, EHR still needs to provide those core capabilities of capturing charges that will ultimately be leveraged around the revenue cycle component of it. But most importantly, we feel like the EHR pendulum has swung to becoming a useful tool for the clinician and a resource for the clinician to provide better care and to optimize that clinical workflow. And so we looked at the design of Juno EHR and from the clinician's lens. How can this tool function more like the clinician's workflow functions? How can it be a resource to the clinician to make better decisions about how they should treat a patient? How can this tool allow them to optimize their ability to see the number of patients that come through the four walls of the clinics and hospitals? And then more importantly, how can the tool now be a resource and an advisor to that clinician so that they can make the best clinical decisions possible and ultimately, treat that patient based on all the factors related to that patient's condition so that they make the best decisions possible in the treatment of those individuals.
Excellent. Well, this concludes this Health and Care Perspectives podcast interview with Christopher Cunney, who is the Chief of Strategy and Business Development at DSS. And as you heard, he recently participated in a panel titled Protect Your Providers from Critical Burnout and Information Overload at the recent Health Impact Live Fall Forum. And Christopher was kind enough to really give us an update on all things that were covered on that particular panel. And Christopher, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to talk about the panel and what we're doing here at DSS and specifically with Juno EHR. We're excited to bring the product to market.